November 18th. No, November 17th. Excuse me. November 17th, 2025. Welcome to This Week in Waukesha, the podcast series, the two-part podcast series. Try saying that three times. Brought to you by Civic Media in cooperation with WAUK Radio, 540 AM. And here in Waukesha, I believe it still is 101.1 FM. At least that's how I get my signal when I'm local. And I am your host, Don Brown, coming to you from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown, here in my our beloved Banting Park home. I am joined, as always, by one of my favorite people in the world, our extraordinary young producer, the mighty Max Martinson, who looks like he's enjoying some dinner there from the comfort of his studio at his Cream City home, right there near the campus of MATC. How you doing tonight, Max?
Doing okay. Was on air earlier today, and that went pretty well. So,
well, for what?
I'm the field correspondent for this season of MATC now.
Oh, cool! That's great. It's good that you're still active with them.
Yeah. So we were down at the cuisine dining room and got to take a tour of their kitchen. So
nice. So thanks to Max's help, we were finally able to post the podcast we did later in the week than normal. That was on Wednesday, and then so it's finally been produced today. But the timing is good because, you know, in the second segment we have Tyler Pudliner, who, as many of you know, is one of the survivors of the one of the many victims, I should say, and thankfully a survivor of the Christmas parade attack in 2021. And Tyler shared some heartfelt reflections as we approach the fourth anniversary of that attack. And so today's the 17th. So this Friday, the 21st at 4:39 p.m., which was the exact time that the attack started, the city, as it has each year, will have a memorial ceremony. And this will be at the parade memorial in Greedy Park. And I believe a new installation, or the final installation, is being unraveled too. So, and I think that'd be great to have Carmen De La Paz, the artist and Waukesha resident, behind all that great work. Anyway, hearts are heavy this week thinking about that. And, you know, with a lot of, you'll see a lot of the blue light bulbs going up on houses. People, you know, they still remember. And I certainly have someone that was in that parade and was actually driving home when all of it happened, thankfully. And it was the first year that I had no family members in the parade, when each year I've got like three to four or four family members marching in the parade for their different teams or dance troops, or my wife supporting one of those groups marching with the rest of them. And so, that's a day I'll never forget. And, more on that later, though. But I wanted to talk about, it's also, you know, we're approaching Thanksgiving and the season of giving. And the podcast we had last week had, we shared some wonderful news, which was already out in the community, about the generous gift to the food pantry serving Waukesha County from Dick and Kay Vaughn, Waukesha business owners, and I believe Waukesha residents. And you talk about the timing of that, too, with the food pantry needing to expand to a new location. And as well, again, with the economy and the government shutdown, you know, so many families in desperate need for groceries and just basic needs, that it was just great to see something, you know, like that happen. It really, you know, touches the heart. And my opinion on it, or my, you know, and I'm emphasizing this here again in tonight's podcast, is that the food pantry still needs your help, as does a lot of these other charities, that in spite of this large gift, that large gift is for, you know, half of it is being set aside for, you know, reserves for future planning and for stability. And then the other half is going to go towards a new facility. So that's going to help really streamline their operations. And there will be, I think there'll be a capital campaign launch soon, if it hasn't already, for that effort. So, yeah, you know, keep them in your hearts, and also, you know, definitely take a look, especially as we get closer to Giving Tuesday. I know it's right around the corner. And then we also talked something our neighbors are involved with. Bikers Advocating Child Safety has their, I believe it's their third annual letters to Santa. And so they're collecting, you know, kids from troubled families, or just families in need that, you know, that they deserve as good a Christmas as any other kid. They write letters, and parents or anyone can put them in this mailbox located on Manhattan Drive, on Greenway Terrace, near the corner of Greenway and Manhattan. You can't miss it. It's got the most Christmas decorations maybe of any home in the whole city. So, and the Donald family are behind that, Russ and Jamie Donald and their family. And so very grateful to have them as neighbors. And another great example of Waukesha Strong. So, I tell you about, you know, the theme of my show is acting locally, thinking globally. And something I was not prepared for this past Friday was for my business, one of my offerings is grants. I've been writing a lot of grants lately. And for the last 8 or 9 months, I've been working on a grant through one of the departments in the Department of Commerce for one of my building trades clients for new building equipment. And of course, after all that hard work, and as we were getting close to submitting, the government shutdown came along. So we were, you know, for what was, how long was it? 64 days or something, Max? I forget the exact day count on the, but I of course, all of that was, shall we say, tabled, you know, like there was no activity, nothing I could do. And even after, when the shutdown finally ended this week, I was thinking, okay, it may be another couple weeks before I'd hear from my contact there with, you know, he's, you know, probably just trying to get his head above water. But sure enough, on Friday morning, I get an email and says, hey, go ahead and submit. We're ready. And just had to work out a few details, but finally got it submitted today. And what a relief. I didn't think it was going to happen because of some of the hoops you jump through with these federal government grants. But that's been submitted. So keep your fingers crossed, because that could be a real boon for a part of our region. If you go further north, that could really benefit from this new equipment and the training and the job creation. And how it's going to spur economic growth. So was proud to be part of that effort, and just kind of history, you know, coming full. And it came in a really busy Friday, right? A lot of other things going on for so many clients at once, including our client, your employer, Civic Media. You know, a lot of things going on there, some big changes that impacted our ability to get our podcast published in time, but it's all good. And I'm excited about the fact that I think I get an extra hour of a night light with Pete Schwabba every night. And Max, he's done this last year. We got a plan on getting him in the queue to, you know, like near the holidays to talk about holiday movies. He's always a great, he's a real authority on that. So,
let it be known by the end of the year, it'll be episode 100 of the podcast as well. So.
Oh, my podcast?
Mm-hmm. So I don't know if you'll have anything special planned for that, but...
Is it counting each of the two podcasts or just each week of podcasts?
I count as each episode we do as one episode. Okay. So
good. Yeah, that works for me. So yeah, well, let me know when that happens. We'll do like a 100th episode.
We're 16 away, I believe, so...
A podcast-iversary. So yeah, we may have to have a couple guests on for that if we know what that date will look like. So... Yeah, and I've reached out to, I sent a message to Chief Thompson. Would love to have him on soon to talk about holiday safety tips and also reflections as the actual, this year's Christmas parade will take place on December 7th. So Pearl Harbor Day. So, I wanted to reflect too on what was really a nice weekend. The weather, you know, that cold weather's finally arrived. But then on Friday, it started to get nice. And my wife and I went out to dinner, and it was great to see downtown Waukesha packed. We had like they said 20-25 minutes at People's Park. So we put our name in and went across the street to Spring City Wine to try a few tastes of wine from that really cool collection they have. And it was great to catch up with Tom Hockle, the owner, and saw some other friends there too from the Waukesha South community. Bo and Tracy Richter were there. The Trindles were there. Really excited to see Luke Trindle playing in his senior year. I think one of my favorite basketball players I've seen in a while. And Yeah, so I just I'm getting pumped for that. But more sports on Saturday. We went down to Carthage to see Carroll's last game of the season because our son Evan, who's on the JV team, was told that they wanted him to suit up for the last game. So, which was great. I mean, he didn't play, but it was exciting to see him out there and see his teammates. And imagine, you know, and you can appreciate this, Max, with all the outdoor coverage you do. And also growing up in Wisconsin, but it's the middle of November. Like, what is that? November 15th. And it's 64 and sunny. And like, you know, you don't have to wear a jacket, you know, maybe a sweatshirt. I mean, it was just beautiful weather. And again, it's unfortunately the Piles lost 7-3. It was a tough loss. They were really hoping to win big. It was a lot, you know, for the seniors, it was their last game. But what was really made me, you know, proud to be Waukesha Strong was the quarterback, the senior quarterback's family sat in front of us. And they're from Sacramento, California. They fly out every week to see Charlie King's the quarterback's name. And his mom, Kristen, was there with her husband. I believe it was a daughter, Charlie's girlfriend and her roommates. And but what was a really neat story was that they love Waukesha. They love coming here from California, even in the cold weather. Their son Charlie loves Waukesha. He loved going to school here at Carroll. You know, it begs the question, how does somebody from California hear about this small, you know, Presbyterian college? I know it's the oldest college in Wisconsin, but you got to believe there's so many good choices in between here and California. But Charlie really liked it. He's thinking about coming back as like a graduate assistant, you know, going to graduate school and being like a graduate, like a student coach for the team. And but his family bought him and his friends from the team. They bought them a house in Bethesda Park where they could live while they were at school. I guess maybe for his senior year. I don't know how long they've owned it, but, you know, that's just a good telling fact about the quality of life here that someone would choose to go to college here from all the way out in the left coast. And, especially Sacramento. I mean, gosh, it's just, you know, San Francisco, the Bay Area and all the great schools up there. And then, you know, further, so, I mean, California, of course, has a great state school system, but they want to come here. And then also that, you know, they kind of have put down stakes here. I mean, they're not leaving California, but the fact that they bought property here and they love it and they love coming here. And I think that's just a really nice, a nice commercial, if you will, a nice, you know, promotional, what's the word I'm looking here for, Matt? Promotional buzz or just a great promotion that's authentic about this city and why people choose to live here, even from as far away or go to school here. So, yeah, in spite of a very disappointing loss, I have to say it was really neat to meet this family and to run into some other Carroll parents that, you know, they do come from different parts of the country. So, Saturday night, some old friends, softball friends, invited us to dinner at, we went to Stenny's in Pewaukee. I mean, we've all heard of the one in Milwaukee, and I'm a Bills fan. That's where a lot of the Bills fans go to watch Bills games, and the one in Milwaukee. But the one in Pewaukee, just down, you know, like down the road from us, what a great experience. The place is huge. So there's a lot of space between tables. You know, these sports bars can get pretty crowded. It's clean. You can eat soup off the floor. The service is like second to none. I mean, you know, you're ordering the drinks from the server and like it seems like it's less than 2 minutes later, a runner comes and there's your drinks. And yeah, that was just, you know, that was just fabulous. And, you know, I'm a big Waukesha Patriot. And that's, I said, we had an amazing dinner at People's Park. It was busy up there in the second floor. And so, and I think a lot of tables got sat at once. So, you know, we had to wait a little bit for a drink and as you know, but People's Park always delivers when it comes to like the drinks we had are amazing. It was called the Picasso. It's a martini drink that my wife likes. And I savored it. Like, and then we had, with my wife, she always gets I forget what she said. They have a great selection of salads. She got one that had salmon in it. I can't remember it right away, but it's one of their signatures. And then I got the chicken, the chicken sandwich with Oh, what was it again? They have a couple really good chicken sandwiches, but I got the one that had like avocado and it had what do you call it? Chipotles. Yeah, Chipotle chicken it was called, and it was fantastic. And the fries and the whole. Oh, and then we also had the hummus dip as a starter, and same thing. That was fantastic. So it's just like we always have a great time when we get there. Even when you get on a night where it's a bit crowded and it's loud and you wait a little longer than you want to, but once your drinks come and the food comes, it's like wow, it's like you remember like what a great place that is. So and again, I was just happy as you're walking around Waukesha when you're getting there. Like we parked all the way down at Waukesha State Bank, which on a nice night we're happy to do. But again, it's another kind of testament to seeing our downtown buzzing, on a Friday night. And you'll see it like that on most weeknights too. So yeah, just really happy for to be part of Waukesha life, especially as the seasons are changing, and we had a little bit of an Indian summer this weekend, so a lot to look forward to. So today, as I mentioned, God, I had a lot of meetings, and I had my annual phone call with the president and CEO of one of the trade associations that I blog for and do some other like consulting for. And one of the things I look forward to is I get to interview this president and CEO every year, and we talk about she does a year in review. And a really interesting character who kind of grew up in the manufacturing industry. Her father owned a small manufacturing plant out in New England, and was always just passionate about factories and man. Like she, one of her passions is going on factory tours, and in her purse, she has this notebook of notes from every factory tour she's ever been on. And this year's interview didn't disappoint because this industry is continues to move in the right direction. Does a lot of great things in the areas of like code work and product certification, and which are really kind of those are the foundation for everything else. Like the marketing, the sustainability aspect, the workforce development, all of those are certainly very important, especially since these products have great recycling benefits. But many people don't think that all of that is second fiddle to you're getting your ASTM standards, your product certifications, and making sure your product, as well as the code, the building codes, reflect your product's benefits, and even the codes create regulations or stipulations that would compel someone to use these products. So that was always great to catch up with her. And like I said, I went to my one client. We submitted the blog. I was surprised. I thought we'd be there for an hour with some federal government help desk, but we got it done in like 5 minutes. So I was very pleased on that front. And then tonight, I have to say, when I went to pick up the Walmart or no, the Target order for my wife, it's the Target over there. I always forget the name of the road, but it's after Menards and across from Home Depot. But on the way home, I always take Saratoga when I get back home into my neighborhood. And I saw something in the middle road. I was thinking maybe it was like a black cat because it was really furry and dark. And it was a raccoon. It was the biggest raccoon I think I've seen in a long time. And he's like right there in the stripes in the middle road, like totally unfazed. And I'm whizzing by like 25, 30 miles an hour. It's a side street, so I'm not like flying, but still. But he kind of looked up at me like, what do you want from me? And like, it was pretty funny. And it's like, I don't know. When's the last time you saw a raccoon face to face, Max?
Probably back when I lived in near Baraboo.
There you go. Yeah. So it's funny, but it's one thing neat about being in the Milwaukee metro area. You still get pretty close access to nature.
Actually,
Like you.
I take that back. There was a raccoon at a one of the bars near Wick Park that we went to after drinks during a kickball game, and it like I was probably like 3 feet from it, so.
Wow, that's pretty good. Yeah. So they're interesting animals, and certainly you never want to get too close. But anyway, we're gonna wrap up this first podcast. Thanks for hearing me out. Like I said, it was a really week full of great activities. And in our next podcast, we're gonna talk about some Waukesha history and a new book out from an old friend who we also have to get back on the show that deals with Waukesha's say you could say paranormal history. So stick around for the second segment. Thanks for sitting in, and until we meet again in the second podcast, yeah, go get yourself a refreshment or use the restroom if you have to, and you know, maybe get some dishes done. But anyway, we'll see you in a little bit here on This Week in Waukesha, the podcast series, November 17th, 2025. See you in a few.